Comedy Off-Broadway in Lexington welcomes legendary comedian and recent OVC manager Etta Mae for two big weeks, October 7th through the 16th. Then catch James Gregory, the funniest man in America, October 28th through the 30th. And from Curb Your Enthusiasm and Arrested Development, don't miss Adam Ray, November 4th through the 6th. For showtimes and tickets, call 859-271-JOKE or visit ComedyOffBroadway.com. Comedy Off-Broadway.
Talk Radio 1080.
This is Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome, everyone. Kentucky Sports Radio, Monday, October the 11th. I'm Matt Jones. I have a feeling this will be one of our most listened to shows ever. Our show last Monday was one of the most listened to of all time, most downloaded of all time. This one may be there too, Shannon.
It might be.
Cats are 6-0, and you can give us a shout on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line, 502-571-1080. They're already ringing. A Vision Glass text machine, 772-774-5254. And this edition is sponsored by TJ Smith Law Office. Call TJ, he'll make him pay. He's a personal injury lawyer. I'm in Louisville sitting with Shannon. Ryan is in Lexington. And Ryan, you missed maybe the biggest weekend that I can ever remember, start to finish, in Lexington. So much going on, from the game to Keeneland to people everywhere, LSU fans. There was a fight Saturday night. You missed it all, and we were sad you weren't there.
Well, I did hate to miss it. I mean, it was my dad's 80th birthday, and he only turns 80 once. So I wanted to be with my father, but it was – I felt a lot of myself just wanting to be a part of it, just to be at the game or be at the KS Bar for the celebration, just to feel that excitement that was going on.
I mean, Shannon, it's an excuse that I understand.
Yeah, I get it.
But he's still, it was sad not to see Ryan.
Yeah, we needed Ryan there. We needed you there Friday, too, for the remote. We missed you, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, that was your brewery that you put. But how much fun was that Friday?
Oh,
people everywhere.
First time I'd ever been there. Not to Harrodsburg, of course, but first time at Lemons Mill Brewery. It was a lot of fun.
Well, obviously, there's a ton of stuff to get to from the weekend. It was an absolute blast all the way around. Some great stories to come up. But the most important story is that Kentucky is 6-0 for the first time since 1950.
And that is a sentence I thought we would never say.
Yeah, me either. And the reason you thought you'd never say it is, A, we always have Florida in the first half of the season because the SEC jobs us and doesn't let us play them in the cold. Like, if you think about it, we're the northernmost team in the SEC. Florida, I believe, is the southernmost team. It's not fair that we have to go down there when it's hot and they never have to come up here, Ryan, when it's cold.
Yeah, I've heard this argument many, many years. I guess they used to play Florida at the end of the season, and Kentucky would purposely put them in the sideline with the shade, and I guess they cried and whined and complained. That wasn't fair.
But we have to go down there when it's 99 degrees.
Amen. Yep.
Yeah, so I don't think it's fair, but regardless, we're better than Florida now, so it doesn't matter. We're 6-0.
Hey, we're better than Alabama right now, at least by the
record. All right. Slow down.
At least by the record we are.
By the record, though, they have a loss. Do we have a loss?
No. We have a big zero.
That's my point.
Yes, and just absolutely manhandled LSU. Manhandled. Start to finish, manhandled them. It was 42-21, but to be honest with you, I don't think it was that close. I know that sounds crazy, but I mean, they scored two touchdowns that basically were drives where they just hit a couple bombs. And I think we were sleeping a little bit because we thought the game was over. They had one start-to-finish drive on us, which was their first drive of the second half. But otherwise, we dominated. We only had one three and out the whole game.
Yeah, I thought, I'm with you, I thought Kentucky would win, but I didn't think they would win like that.
Me either.
Just go out and flat-out dominate a team that just won the national championship 2 years ago.
Dominated.
Dominated.
I mean, that was, we imposed our will, right? It reminded me of games from back in the day that teams would do to us, that kind of, no matter what the score was, there was never a moment you actually thought we would win.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Like games like that. And, you know, that's what it was, is that it was just a different kind of performance. It was, and I couldn't have been more pleased, to be quite frank with you. And now, you can start dreaming about things that we kept talking about, but we're like, but we got to do this. We're 6-0. We're playing in the best game in the country next week. Kentucky versus LSU is the best game in the country next week.
Georgia.
Sorry. Kentucky versus Georgia in Athens with game day. It's the best game in the country. Only game between two ranked teams. We're playing the number one team in America. You know, Mark Stoops keeps saying, to get and play in big games, you have to take care of business. Well, they've taken care of business and more.
Yeah, you're right. All these things Kentucky football fans have just literally just dreamed of. Like, there was really no reality it would possibly happen. Just that's just a far-fetched dream that you can go into Athens and potentially be playing for the SEC East title. And these guys have done it. If this game was at Lexington, man, Kentucky may win the daggone thing. Just because it's down there, I may give them an edge. But Kentucky's right there, man.
Slow down.
I'm with them. I'm so high right now about it. I mean, think about it.
Here's the thing. If he's already here now,
wait till Friday.
Where's he going to get to Friday?
Yeah.
I mean, we are, Ryan, just to be fair, a 22-point underdog.
Which is ridiculous. I hope Mark Stoops looks at that and puts it up over the wall and says, look, these guys have really not played anybody that could beat us. You look at their schedule, there's nobody they played that could beat us.
How much caffeine has he had?
He shot out of a cannon this morning. He's ready to go.
I mean, he is kind of.
I did have a Starbucks this morning on the way here.
He is a little. You know.
It's all right.
I mean, it's okay. I want him to be.
We should be excited as a fan base.
No, we should.
Yeah.
And listen, I think 22 is high. I would bet Kentucky. But I also don't think those buildings in Vegas exist because they're dumb.
True.
Okay.
We're going to make them look dumb.
Hey, listen, I'm a big believer that whatever fun you want to have this week, whatever you want to believe this week, you can believe. So I'm not even going to try to talk it out of him, okay?
Yeah. Let it go.
Now, I mean, Arkansas and Clemson, though, I know Clemson's not the regular Clemson. They're still pretty good. Arkansas's pretty good.
Arkansas looked bad against Georgia, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we haven't played Georgia yet. I think Georgia's best team in the country by far, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how about this? I'm going to go with this argument. I just thought of this.
Okay.
I think Kentucky will have the best quarterback on the field. I think Kentucky will have the best running back on the field. And I think Kentucky will have the best receiver on the field against Georgia. That's got to add for something, doesn't it?
Okay, first of all, I definitely agree with you we'll have the best running back. I don't know who Georgia's wide receivers are, so I can't answer that question. Quarterback, I think Will Levis at his best might be better than Stetson. Who's playing? Is Stetson Bennett playing or is JT Daniels playing?
I don't know who they're going to go with, but either one of them, I think Will Levis, at his best, as he was Saturday.
But Will's floor is lower than their floor. They're a consistent solid. Both of them, actually. So, but look, I'm not trying to, I'm really not trying to bring you down, Ryan. I'm not.
Oh, I know.
I'm not. Before we get to all that, let's just talk about what happened Saturday.
Okay.
Because what happened Saturday was so awesome. First of all, the day was amazing. I'm going to go through the weekend later on and just talk about all the stuff that happened because it was amazing. But as far as the game, we go down there, we hold them their first drive. Then we go down. No, we got it. We have a fumble. Strip sack fumble, which was exactly what we needed, right?
Yep. Got everybody exploded.
Drive down, start the passing game, and get a couple passes to guys that aren't Wandell Robinson, right? We go to Isaiah Epps, and we go to Cummings. And then they make what is a ridiculous call. So the call on the field is touchdown targeting. And the call ends up no targeting, incomplete.
Yeah, how did they get the incomplete pass?
All right, so let's go over it. I could understand them getting rid of the targeting.
Yeah.
I thought it kind of wasn't targeting. It wasn't really helmet to helmet. I was okay with the targeting gone. I could even see you arguing he wasn't in the end zone, although I think he was. It was close.
Right.
But I don't know how they called that incomplete. I really don't.
Yeah, worst case scenario, it should have been first down on the goal line.
Yeah, what justified
it? But regardless,
on the goal line.
I don't know how it was incomplete. He took two steps, his butt hit the ground, and then he dropped it.
Yeah.
How is that?
Down.
He both caught it and was down.
Yeah.
I don't know how they got that call. So at that point, I thought, all right, it's going to be one of those nights where we're going to get screwed, and we're, and the postgame show is all going to be calls about that play.
Yep.
Then it's fourth down, and Mark goes for it from the 3-yard line. I was shocked.
Me too.
Shocked. Me
too. Yeah. But you got to take the points there, don't you?
Here's what that says to me. They were confident. Mark was probably angry and wanted to say, I'm going to show these refs. And they had a play they really liked. And you saw the play, Ryan, because nobody was near. Was it Rodriguez that caught it? Nobody was near him. They didn't even have a guy on him.
Wide open.
So clearly that design, they saw something they liked and did it. So at that moment, it just felt like from the first start, we're just cockier and more confident than them. And then we stop them again. And then the second drive, we just roll right down the field. And the catch on the touchdown by Wandell, what a catch that was, Ryan.
Dude, that's why he's going to play in the NFL. He can make plays like that.
That was a heck of a catch. Great throw and a great catch. And then, basically, we just hold them. I mean, our defense stops them on every big play. They got yards against us, but when we needed a big play, Ryan, we made it every time.
Every time. They stood up and held their ground.
And then on offense, in the second half, we just decided, let's just punch them in the face and end this game. And the drive that I think epitomizes this team is, okay, we were up 35-7. I really wanted their score to stay at 7 because of what that would look like. But they scored 2 relatively quick touchdowns. And I don't know about you, but I'm sort of now pacing. I'm looking at the clock and going, all right, 7 minutes to go. They got 3 timeouts, so we need 3 or 4 first downs to win this game. That's what I'm thinking. That's not what they're thinking. They're thinking, let's just run it down their throat.
Let's just go score again.
Let's just go score again. And that's what they did. Just ran it right down their throat. And that drive up 35-21, to me, is the epitome of this new UK football team. They ran it down their throat. Rodriguez, it was mostly Rodriguez. When it was 35-14, they used Smoke on that 3 series. I like Smoke, but he's not Rodriguez. That time they went back to Rodriguez, and he essentially just ran it all the way down the field. Touchdown, and Ryan, game over.
You got to just, in that situation, you're right, feed the stud, man. Just let him run you all the way to the end zone. And you're right, that's just that this attitude that Stoops has reflecting all the players that we ain't afraid of you. Watch this. We're going to beat you down. And they just did that to LSU, man.
I mean, it was such an awesome, you know, I didn't think Florida was a fluke. I thought we were better than them. But sometimes you can beat a good team, and it's like, okay, you won that game. What's going to happen next time?
Yeah, now you got to back it up.
And I thought we were going to beat LSU, but I thought it might be close again. I never would have thought they would just destroy them.
No, not like that.
And now you're 6-0. You're one of only 8 Power 5 teams in the country that are 6-0. You're playing, obviously, against Georgia in a game that is the biggest game in college football. You are now projected, even with a loss, to likely go to a New Year's 6-day bowl. Even with a loss. Unless you get destroyed at Georgia, you've gotten some respect that I think continues all year. The recruiting impact of this game is massive. If Alabama hadn't lost, I think we'd have been one of the biggest stories in college football. Alabama losing makes that the biggest story. But it was a crazy day of football from start to finish. And now Kentucky is in the biggest game in the country. And it ain't a fluke. And for longtime Kentucky football fans, Ryan, they've waited for this moment. Some of them have believed it could happen. I wasn't one of those people. I didn't think it could. But it has, and it's just awesome to see.
I've admitted it myself. I never thought Kentucky football would get to this point where you're actually better than Florida, and you're better than LSU, and you smacked them in the mouth, and now you've got a chance to go win the SEC East title. Anything can happen on the road in the SEC. We see it all the time. So why can't Kentucky? Why can't this be Kentucky's year to do it?
Right, Shane, this is going to be all week, Shane.
Yep.
Let him have it, man.
I'm not going to.
Let him go.
You're just going to have to be the person that goes, all right, Matt.
Yeah.
Let Ryan say what he wants, right. Okay? Because he gets this week.
We may never be in this moment.
Exactly.
Amen.
That's
exactly
our
right.
Lifetime.
That's it.
Let's soak it up.
I'm
enjoy
with you.
It.
Totally agree. We may never have a week like we're going to have. So let's not be pessimistic this week.
Yeah, hey, I got another one for you.
Well, I'm not pessimistic. I
you
thought
compared
I was,
to Ryan.
Well, because I didn't know Ryan was going to come in here. We're going to beat Georgia by 40.
Last time we went down to Georgia, we didn't have a daggone quarterback. We had Lynn Bowden, and it rained the whole game, and we almost beat him that night.
All right. I'm going to take a break because I just think he needs to come down just a notch. He just needs a little break. 502-571-1080, the text machine, 772-774-5254. Shannon, you're going to play Louisiana song since we beat him.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back. It's Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call all the right. Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
What's up?
Louisiana.
Sorry, I was singing, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. See, you were mimicking.
I don't want to take this. This is the Aaron Fleener karaoke song. You know, he sings it sometimes at like golf events. They have a golf event where they have caddies that do karaoke the first day.
Caddy karaoke is a
thing, think, huh? On the first tee. I think it's maybe in Phoenix, and Fleener's the star.
Is he really?
Yeah. There's a video out there of him singing Louisiana, calling Baton Rouge on the first tee of a golf event and like all the crowd clapping.
Yeah.
He's really good at it.
Do you remember the show when we were trying to find the Garth Brooks version of this and we just played a bunch of random versions of this?
All right, so Ryan, what did you think about the fact that as the game was over, we played this over the speaker?
You know, we give our sound guy and our music people a hard time sometimes, but that was a boss move right there to play at the end of the game the other night.
Did you like that, Shannon?
I did, yeah.
A lot of LSU fans were mad.
Who cares? Yeah. You're in our home.
What are they going to do about it?
Yeah, go back home.
What are you going to do about it? We don't play again for 6 years.
Exactly.
I thought it was a pretty boss move, I'm not going to lie.
Yes, it was.
They're not going to beat us in basketball either.
And most LSU fans that I saw actually were like, I mean, you earned it. LSU fans to me are the best fans that come in here. Do you agree with that, Ryan? Well, you weren't here. But I just think they're the most fun and the nicest. Maybe it was because they spent a lot of money at our bar over the last 4 days.
And apparently they flooded Keeneland too, right?
There were LSU fans everywhere. When I got there Saturday at noon, half the place was LSU fans. And they weren't the obnoxious, like, woo! Like they were just hanging out, you know? And I was like, all right, well, that's fine with me. But I like this song a lot. Is this Garth's best song?
No.
Why not?
Friends in Low Places.
Eh. I think that song's so big, it almost becomes like, I don't want to hear it anymore.
It's still his best song, though.
I think this is his best song. What do you think, Ryan?
Thunder Rolls, I like that one, too.
Oh, stop it.
No, the dance.
The dance?
The dance,
okay.
Yeah,
the dance may be his best song. I can roll with that.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll put this second to the dance. There are very few songs that make me happier than this one.
It's a feel-good song, there's no doubt.
Even though, again, if you listen to the words, it's not all great.
Who's listening to the words?
Now, apparently nobody for a lot of these songs. At KY Sports Radio, one person writes, Matt, let Ryan preach. He wasn't there Saturday because he was with his dad. That's sweet. And now he gets to be as happy as we were on Saturday.
I just feel like that if it's ever going to happen, this is the time. You just beat Florida LSU back-to-back. Most of us, including myself, thought they might lose both of those games. Won them both, and now you got a chance to do something this program has never been able to do. Let's just go for it.
Matt, I was at the game. It was literally a party in the stands from 14-0 on. It was unhinged, joyous chaos because everyone in the stands just assumed we were going to win. That never happens at our stadium.
You're right.
That's probably true.
Yep.
I mean, when's the last time we've had a game against a good team? I mean, I don't know how good LSU is, but they're good enough, right?
Yeah,
they're not terrible. That you knew pretty much the whole game we were beating them, and it was just fun.
A team at that level, I don't know, man. It's been forever since Kentucky has dominated from start to finish.
Yeah, because usually there's just tension. You know what I mean? There's like a tension of, are we going to hold on?
Yeah.
I just didn't feel that. I mean, I never felt like we were going to lose. When we got up 14-0, I just felt like we're just better than them.
Well, to be honest, you laid it out to start the show. Recovered that fumble on the first drive and ended up going for it on fourth down for the first touchdown. I just knew right then, it's okay, we're here. We've made it.
Yeah. Now, we're ranked 11. Is that Too low, too high, just about right? Where would you put us?
Well, like you said, there's what, five Power 5 teams undefeated?
Eight.
Eight. I mean, they deserve to be up there. You just beat LSU and Florida.
Are you upset that we're behind Alabama, who lost?
No, not really, because they were second. I mean, they're not going to drop all the way to 12th just because they lost one game at Texas A&M. That doesn't upset me.
Well, why not, though? I mean, Kentucky went from unranked to 16th. So they jumped up arguably, what?
And we passed people
over 10 spots.
We passed people that won last week.
So I think Kentucky maybe should be at least in the top 10 being undefeated in the SEC.
So here's the thing. It all depends on what you think the poll is. Is the poll a reflection of what has happened on the field? Right?
Yeah.
If it is, we should be ahead of them.
That's what it is, right?
Or is the poll a reflection of how good do you think these teams are?
Uh-huh.
If the poll is second, if it's the second one, then I would not put us ahead of Alabama.
It shouldn't be a think thing. It shouldn't be what you think. It should be...
Well, then why even have a poll? Just do...
I've argued for years there should never be a preseason poll.
Well, let me just say the computer numbers are worse for us than this.
Well, I've always argued there should be no preseason
poll. But here's the problem with computer numbers, if you do that kind of thing. The computer numbers don't give losses disqualifying factors. So there are teams with like two losses ahead of us in the computers.
Yeah, but I mean, you gotta use common sense at some point.
Okay, so we're
6-0.
But once you use common sense, and people would say, "Well, I think Alabama's better than you all."
Not by the record, though. The record should matter.
I think people would argue South Carolina is not as good, Missouri's not as good, and you only beat Chattanooga by a touchdown. That might be the argument.
The Chattanooga thing is probably what hurts us the most. I don't mind being. I actually think 11. I looked at the 11. I looked at the 10 teams ahead of us. I was okay with it. The only one that I would have put behind us is I would have put Oregon behind us because they lost to Stanford, and Stanford stinks. That's Ryan, the one I would say. I was okay with Ohio State, one loss ahead of us because they lost to Oregon, who's good. I was okay with Alabama ahead of us. I'm trying to think. I feel like there's – no, and the other one was Oregon. I don't like Oregon ahead of us because they lost to Stanford, and Stanford's not any good.
Yeah, there's probably some of these dudes, you know, the media guys still perceive Kentucky as all the – it's a fluke. It must have been pouring down rain
still
or something.
Kentucky.
There's no way they're going to win those two
games.
Although
I guess if you're going to have Ohio State ranked, you have to have the team that beat them on their home field ranked ahead of them.
Yeah.
So, either way, it doesn't matter. If we beat Georgia, we'll be fine.
Amen. We'll be fine.
We'll move up to 10.
We'll go number up to – no, listen, if we beat Georgia, we'd be in the top five.
Yeah. Oh, I think so, too. I was going to say that. We'll be a top five. We beat Georgia at Georgia.
And then at that point, it's all up to you to play your way out of the playoffs.
No. If you beat Georgia, you're in the playoff unless you lose.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And even if you were to lose in the finals of the SEC championship, you probably still would be in. We'll be right back.
I can give them a home.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light.
Are we back? I thought you had to play something.
Hold on.
Now, more of Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
I was just listening in on you singing over there.
Yeah, this is great song. Single shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. That's a Louisiana Saturday night.
See, again, I've never even knew it said that in the song.
Yeah, I love this song. You like this song, Ryan?
I do like this song.
This is what, Mel McDaniel?
That's right.
I wouldn't know who it was.
Yeah, this one and Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On.
My mom really hates that song. Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On. My mom hates it. Like, it comes on, she visibly gets angry.
Why?
I just think she thinks it's like objectivizing, you know, women. Baby's got her blue jeans on. Like, it's just.
What if it was a literal baby, though?
The baby's that would be different. I think it'd be creepy because he's talking about how hot the person is.
Oh. Did you hear Shannon snuck in Tiger King going in?
I did. That was good. I like the picture that somebody made of Mark Stoops as
Tiger
King.
Yeah, that's good.
So somebody keeps writing, a Tennessee fan keeps writing me taking shots at our team. I'm going to respond to him, okay?
Okay.
This is on the text machine, 772-774-5254. You're drinking too much blue Kool-Aid, Matt. Your team only got 224 yards of offense. Levis sucks. Well, I think you suck. LSU is not a good team. Well, I don't think you're a good team.
You got them, man. These are some killer burns.
Oh, yeah, you're burning them.
LSU is unranked. You're going to get your ass kicked Saturday. Well, I think you're going to get your ass kicked
and
Saturday.
And you're unranked, too.
That's right. LSU stinks. Well, I think you stink.
You really know how to get to somebody's core.
Dude, he's not getting up from that, is
no,
he?
No. Body bagged him.
That was four counter punches that he's not going to be able to get up from.
Yeah, those were haymakers you threw.
That was Tyson Fury, Dante Wilder. Pam.
Pam?
Maybe Bam.
When you hit somebody and it says Pam.
Like Pam, I mean, Tillis.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
All right. One person writes, let Ryan be happy. He's going to be sad when he hears Stockton Mortgage dropped him for Max Duffy.
Oh, man, yeah.
No.
You don't have that accent that he has.
That's true. That's true. I heard he killed it on Friday.
He did great. Yeah. The lady, you know, the ladies kind of
They said, just say anything to me. I don't even care what it is.
There was a lot of like, yeah, we like Ryan when he takes his shirt off, but when Max takes his shirt off, it's a different kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell, I'll tell more about this in the second hour, but I went to dinner Friday night with a group of people that included Jordan Rodgers. I'm never going out with somebody that good looking again. You're talking about having no confidence. Hang out with that guy.
Were the ladies just all
over? Oh, my goodness. I've never seen a dude. Like, I have, I think all of my friends are you know, relatively, like, good looking. Like, nobody's going to be like, oh, that person's ugly. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's a woman for all of, like, for you, Shannon, and Drew, and me, and even Ryan, right?
Ryan's got it.
Ryan's got it.
Yeah.
But I've never really hung out with a dude that, like, women were like, I have to talk to him. He's too handsome. I told him at the end of the night, I was like, hey, you can never hang out with you ever again. Like, I mean, have you ever been with somebody sitting at dinner and women just come up and talk to them?
No.
At their table?
I have ugly friends on purpose, so that won't happen to me.
At their table, Shannon. And these were people who didn't even know he was famous.
Oh, really? They just said, that's a good-looking guy. I got to go talk to him.
I
got to
go talk to him.
Yes! Can you imagine that?
No.
Well, that's what happened. So, hang out with him.
I don't have anybody approaching me like that.
No, yeah. I mean, they
usually run the other way.
The four of us have hung out a lot. There's not just people just walking up in strange places and going, wow, Billy.
Yeah.
Ryan, those hair plugs are so natural.
Well, that's why JoJo picked him on The Bachelorette.
But I couldn't look at him remembering the Bachelorette part. One person writes, Matt, Dane Key was on the field again Saturday. I assume Ryan is going to respect and cheer for him wherever he goes. But with the announcement October 28th, should we be feeling good?
Well, I was a little upset with Dane going to the game Saturday night. He's supposed to be dog-sitting my dogs, so I had to find somebody else. He called me and like, hey, I want to go to the game. You may want to find somebody else for your dogs on Saturday. Like, oh, okay. I see how you do it.
I think most fans are fine that he skipped out on Ryan's house, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going from dog sitting to college to the NFL.
Yes.
But the 28th, that's Devin's birthday. That's his older brother's birthday. He when he announced his top 10, that was his mom's birthday. So it just tells you what kind of kid he is when he does stuff like that.
Well, good. And so he's going to pick Kentucky, right?
And I'm going to respect his decision and be happy wherever he decides to go. I'm going to support him. Be happy. Go Dane.
I mean, I like the kid, but my support hinders on where he goes.
Yeah.
I wish him the best, but my support is if it's in blue and white, right?
Yeah. I told him when he makes his announcement, will you just throw a Kentucky Wesleyan hat up there on the table? Just to give him, throw him a little bone and put the hat up on the table.
I don't think he's going to do that. Sean, what's up, Sean?
Yes, I called a little while back talking about which game I should take my girlfriend to.
Okay.
And I actually ended up with, you all said Missouri. I ended up with free tickets to Missouri, so I decided to take her to the LSU game this past Saturday.
Okay, and how did it go?
It went great, but I did want to mention I had one little hiccup, and it wasn't quite as bad as the bees that the guy experienced after the game last week. But we had, I got to set the scene. So,
okay, well, you're going to have to go quick because this story can't take hours. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we were two seats from the aisleway, and the aisleway people that were next to us left. We had a drunk guy behind us fell over into our row and, like, landed on my girlfriend's leg.
Well, how was he drunk now? You can't be drinking in there.
Oh.
How'd that happen?
Exactly.
Oh.
You can definitely smell it.
Oh, okay.
But he fell into her leg. And then the cop came up and was like, hey, buddy, you're borderline going to have to.
Oh, just borderline, by the way.
Yeah.
Just so you know, if you fall into if you fall into the row in front of you, you're just borderline.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you're going to have to not keep falling on this woman or we may have to ask you to leave. OK,
exactly. So I switched spots with her because I could see it was just going to get worse and worse. And did it get worse? About 2-3 minutes later, the cop had left. And I was, like, paying attention to the game, and I felt, like, a sprinkle of some sort. I thought maybe he was pouring his drink, and it was, like, spilling on me.
no.
The guy was urinating in like all over the place. And I had to tell the people in front of us, hey, this guy's urinating. Watch out.
Wait, hold on.
I knew it was going
on.
Hold on just you're telling me he urinated in the stadium?
Oh, yeah. In the stadium. He had it.
But when you say urinate, did he? Oh, so he was trying to hit a bucket. Was he hitting you?
Oh, it splashed up and hit my leg, definitely. Hit the people in front of us. We had the whole halftime. This was second quarter. The whole halftime, we had to stand with the blue coats so UK could go clean up the area. It took them about 20, 25 minutes to get everything.
Wow. So this is the second quarter. Well, first of all, romantic date with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What section was it in?
It was section 21, corner end zone, lower level.
So like section 21, there was a man peeing. First of all, I'm sorry that happened. It's an interesting story, but I'm sorry that happened to you, and hopefully you can go to another game soon.
Yeah, for sure. It was still a great time.
Still a great time. All right, well, I appreciate it, Sean. Ryan, what do you think of the Section 21 urinating man in the stands?
I feel bad for this man and his girlfriend, and I wish that Kentucky could give them some more tickets or something, because that's disgusting. That's embarrassing and disgusting, and things like that should never happen. So I feel so sorry for this couple.
You feel bad for that? I felt bad for the guy who had to pee in a bucket.
Oh, you actually feel sorry for the drunk guy?
He got too drunk too early. Didn't even know how to get to the rest.
I don't know that I feel sorry for him. I feel like he should be able to control himself maybe a little more than that.
There's bathrooms all over that stadium, dude.
Yeah, but
you need to be kicked out.
We're not making a great argument for beer in the stands.
No, I actually would argue it is a good argument, because if that's happening without the alcohol in the stadium,
what happens with it?
Now you're being like Mitch. Well, I'm not going to get into that, but like, I'm surprised they didn't kick him out when he fell on the girl in front of him.
You would think that would be enough.
Yeah, at least remove him from his seat and let him sober up somewhere.
If you were in Section 21, send me a message. I want to get, you need a second witness, right?
Yeah.
I think you do. Jerry, I assume you're optimistic after this one, right?
I think Levis finally did what I was talking about. He hit those short and medium passes against a good defense and enabled us to move the ball.
Jerry,
I think we're going to beat Georgia.
Okay, now hang on just a second before we get to that. Jerry, by the way, is okay, Ryan, with how Will Levis played when he was National Offensive Player of the Week.
That's a pretty good game.
That, for Jerry, is like, okay, as long as you're National Offensive Player of the Week, I'm happy.
Well, think about it, Matt. The thing that's held us back in the Georgia game the last 3 years is quarterback play.
True.
We've got a quarterback. Because, like I said,
better. Let's be fair. As good as they've been the last few years, and they've been really good, they're better this year. This is the best team they've had since Herschel Walker.
Well, this is the best team we've had since 1950.
I mean, that's true, but.
So, I mean, I think Kentucky's the best team Georgia's played. I think this game's going to be within 7 points either way.
Okay.
And as long as Will Levis plays like he did last Saturday night and is able to make those short and medium passes with accuracy, that'll keep drives moving, I think we're going to win the game.
All right. Well, I like the confidence. Thank you very much, Jerry. I'm not talking people out of this week.
No, don't. If Jerry says we're going to win, then you know we got a confidence.
I mean, the guy that got peed on, he's not even negative. He's like, it was an awesome night.
He's still hung over, I'm sure.
Well, do you think, Ryan, you could have an awesome night?
After you got peed on?
Yes.
I would find a way in a night like that. Go wash all my entire body in the bathroom if I have to, but I'm still want to be there for that.
Yeah. It was awesome. If you've ever had a night like that, how about cornbread hemp? Might be a good way, Shannon, to calm you down.
Yeah.
1,000 five-star reviews. The number one rated CBD company in Kentucky. It's Kentucky's first USDA certified organic CBD. Full spectrum flower only hemp. CBD gummies, we all have them. You can get them too. It's cornbreadhemp.com. Promo code is KSR at checkout for 25% off your first order, cornbread hemp. The only problem I have with cornbread hemp is those gummies taste so good.
You want to eat them all.
And I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Two at a time.
Two at a time is what they say.
Yeah.
But they taste really good. That whatever flavor they use is good.
Berries.
I need to put that in other things.
Put the gummies in other things?
No. That it's the flavor they use. Because I don't think the hemp tastes like berries.
I don't think the flavor's for sale.
Well, they should put that on there. I'd buy a big bottle of their flavor.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Be right back. It's Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
Now back to Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080. Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can.
Well, that's really loud. Conway and Loretta. Right?
Yeah. The beginning of this song kind of sounds like calling Baton Rouge. I've never noticed that.
Every song in Louisiana has to sound like this.
It has to sound that way. Seems like.
This is probably the least creepy of all of his songs.
Well, I mean, he's got a whole lot of creepy songs.
It's a low standard.
Yeah, a low
one person
standard.
Writes, Matt, I can confirm the urination story. I was in section 21, row 16. We were luckily behind him. Another person writes, my Kentucky branded tweet of the day. Go to KentuckyBranded.com, get your UK gear and KSR gear. We're doing a special Thursday remote at Kentucky Branded. So Thursday, our remote is in Lexington at Kentucky Branded, Ryan, and we hope people will come out. We're going to give away some tickets, but a special Thursday remote this week.
Yeah, I guess that'll kind of kick off a big UK weekend.
That's right.
For the show Thursday morning.
But the tweet is, when you sit in section 21, you're in for a treat.
Oh, boy.
I knew Shannon would like that.
Even you're laughing, too.
Well, no, I mean, I am laughing. I just thought maybe I'd be the only one that laughed. But I knew you would laugh, too, because it's a
good,
punny
good pun.
It's a punny joke.
Yeah.
One person writes, Matt, yesterday was UK Pro Day. You didn't send one tweet or comment about it. True. I forgot it. True story. I forgot it was on.
Well, you're slacking. What's wrong with you?
Did you watch it?
No. I read about it.
I read about it, too. Did you watch it, Ryan?
I watched the last maybe 10 or 15 minutes of it. That was it. That's all I saw.
Should we feel bad about the fact that we forgot about it?
No. Kentucky football's 6-0.
Kentucky football's the number one story. Yep.
But, I mean, is there an argument that, you know, we could have a number two story?
Yes. Yep, we're still on.
I forgot. I'm going to be honest with you. I completely forgot it. I don't want to be like, not trying to be rude or anything. I just forgot it was happening. Now, I taped it. I guess, again, that makes me sound old. I taped it.
You got a VCR?
I recorded it, and I will watch it probably this afternoon, but I didn't see it. So I can't even really comment on what happened, Ryan, because I don't know. Do you have any comments?
No. Like I said, when I saw it at the end, they were just kind of going scrimmaging each other a little bit, and they were interviewing Calipari the whole time, you know, on the sideline. So
apparently they got a really good shooting team.
Yeah. You know, Big Blue Madness is Friday. You think there'll ever be a Big Blue Madness that we talk less about?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Coming off a 9-16 season, your football team 6-0 for the first time since 1950. Probably not.
Probably not. Nope. I mean, we're not even going to be here because we're going to Athens. Now, I made the executive decision to go to Athens yesterday. I started calling everybody. The first call had to be Ryan because Ryan, if he was a grump, and he was like, it was going to make it difficult.
Yeah.
But Ryan, to his credit, was all in. So, Ryan, you're all in, right?
Yeah, because like I said, coming home yesterday from Florida, I kind of thought, man, I bet we end up going to Georgia. I was already kind of mentally prepared for that phone call.
So, I'm going. Ryan's going. Drew was all in. Max Duffy's going. Cash is going. I haven't talked to Freddie yet, but I hope Freddie goes. Now, that leaves Shannon.
STD.
So I call Shannon and I say, Shannon, you want to go? And he says, I have a remote Saturday for Double Q.
I do.
Now, where is this remote?
Let me look it up here. I don't know where it's at.
So this is such an important remote.
No, I got to do it,
that
though.
No, you don't.
I got a Tractor Supply.
Tractor Supply.
Listen to Matt in Georgetown.
Tractor Supply.
Well, this
You're missing our trip.
Yeah,
to play for the SEC championship for Tractor Supply. Now, listen, I'm sure Tractor Supply are good people, but you don't think they'd let you come another time?
No, probably not.
Kentucky Branded. We were supposed to do Friday. They're moving it to Thursday so we can do the Friday show in Athens.
Well, let's call up Tractor Supply and see if they'd be willing
to move
it.
I'm not putting it on Tractor Supply.
Wow.
Listen, here's the thing, Tractor Supply in Georgetown. If you'll let Shannon go and reschedule the remote, I'll give you all the publicity you want. I'll go buy a tractor.
No, you won't.
All right, I'll go buy a supply.
Yeah, okay.
I don't need a tractor. But there's got to be some supply I could use.
Yeah.
Ryan, don't you think Shannon needs to go to Athens?
I think that, you know, Shannon would make even like a do-good for him whenever it's probably even a bigger deal and maybe even do a double do-good.
Here's something else you're not going to like. I'm not even going to be able to be at the remote on Thursday.
That's okay. But if you can, I understand that. You may have something. That's fine. But Tractor Supply, I'll tell you what. If you'll tell Tractor Supply to let you go, I'll come to your next remote.
Oh, you will? Okay.
I mean, I ain't staying long, but I'll come for a little bit.
For 2 hours.
I'll come play some rock and roll with you. Okay. Some rock and roll, some hoochie coo.
Okay. We don't play hoochie coo. But I'll see. I'll see what Tractor Supply
has to say. If Tractor Supply were to let you go, do you want to go?
If Tractor Supply said yes, if they would reschedule the remote, yes.
All right. So Ryan, will you help out Tractor Supply if they do it?
I do, but I'm kind of doing this math in my head. That's like 8 guys. We all fitting in your car, all 8 of us?
No, Cash is taking a bus. We're taking 2 cars anyway. It's going to be fine.
Taking a Greyhound?
No, he's got like a tour bus or something for he and his buddies.
Wow. Okay.
We're gonna listen. Let me handle the logistics.
Why are we
Ryan?
On his tour bus?
Well, I tried. I hinted at it, and he was basically like, you know, I got some boys already, and you know, we gotta go pick up Jason Aldean on the way. You know, so he had things going on, and I didn't want to interfere.
Okay.
Now here's the one thing we need. We don't have anywhere to stay.
This seems like a problem.
It's your Cash's bus.
But here's what I believe. I believe these listeners are going to have something for us. Max doesn't need – I don't think Max – we need a place for us four, the core four. Me, you, Ryan, Shannon, and Drew. So if someone can help us find a place – because all the hotels are booked. We could stay in Atlanta, but then we miss the whole atmosphere, Ryan, the whole point of going, right?
Yeah, and Athens – cool town.
So if you
day.
Have a way for us to stay somewhere, we'll stay in a hotel or your house or bed and breakfast, just let me know. Write me when the show is over, Ryan, because we do need help staying somewhere. I sort of hinted, Cash, could we stay on your bus? And he was like, you know, I don't know about all that. So.
What's up with that?
Well, I mean, he's going with his friends. I'm not going to interfere.
Well, who are we?
He knows us. I don't know if he thinks we're friends yet. We'll get there.
Okay. You only do a show.
You tried this philosophy when we went to the Republican and Democratic conventions, and it worked out great.
Worked out great. Somebody's going to step up. I believe it. Boxcar Bob, what's up?
Hey, Matt. How you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah. So first, I want to compliment Shannon, the dude, on his work ethic. I think we listened to him on the way down to Lexington to the game, and I think I listened to him on the way back a little.
Probably did. Thank you.
So, yeah, he's a hard worker.
He is, and that's why Tractor Supply, I've already said Tractor Supply so much.
Yeah, free publicity.
That should be worth something to him, right?
It is.
All right, go ahead.
So the other thing is that this quarterback we got, he's like Terry Wilson and Lynn Bowden on steroids. I mean, he is.
What?
He's a bad dude, man.
I don't know where you're getting. I don't know the comparison to either Terry Wilson or Lynn Bowden is correct.
Well, he runs so hard. He runs hard.
But that's not how those guys ran. I mean, Lynn was a speedster. I mean, but listen, you're excited. It's fine. No criticisms today. Go ahead.
And I'm 61 years old, and this is the best season I've ever seen.
Well, I mean, yeah, it is. I appreciate the call. Unless you're 71 and had a memory as a baby, Ryan, it's the best any of us have seen.
Yeah, your dad and my dad may have been 9, 10 years old. They might remember, but none of the rest of the fan base has any idea what it feels like to be 6-0.
Can I tell you something I think is sweet, Shannon?
Yeah.
You know, Wandale Robinson. You know, my parents' last name's Blondale.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's really sweet to send me text. They like Wandale because they think it sounds like Blondale.
It does.
So they call him Blondale Robinson. And they really like, and every time he does something, my mom texts me Blondale Robinson. Mm-hmm. And yesterday my mom FaceTimed me, handed the phone to Larry, and he just goes, "How about Blondale Robinson?" They just love Blondale. And I think it's actually very sweet.
I do too.
Isn't that sweet, it's Blondale very, very Robinson? Sweet. It makes them enjoy the games. We'll take a break. Hour number 2. If you got something in Athens, let us know. This is KSR.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.